Good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday, March the 30th, and today's character we focus on is Pilate. First, let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we come to remember, to marvel, to give thanks, and to worship. We come to recall the agony you endured, the sorrow, humiliation, and despair, and to celebrate the fact that you bore all this for people like us, weak, foolish, faithless people who repeatedly fail you and betray your awesome love. Help us to glimpse today, through all we share, more of what you have done for us, to appreciate all that has cost you, and to respond with thankful, joyful hearts and lives, consecrated to your service. In your name we pray. Amen.
This is a key passage in the events of Holy Week, the first Holy Week. And in this passage, we meet Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor in Jerusalem. And the Jews have just said to Pilate that they have no right to execute anyone. So reading from John chapter 18, from verse 32 to verse 38. This happened so that the words Jesus had spoken, indicating the kind of death he was going to die, would be fulfilled. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked. "Or did others talk to you about me?" "Do you think I am a Jew?" Pilate replied. "It was your people and your chief priests who handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then?" said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" Pilate asked. With this, he went out again to the Jews and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him." Amen.
Hi folks, my name is Graham Fowles. I'm the minister at Kilmaki down in Seymour Hill. As we come to our reflection, devotion time today, give thanks for our reading before. And of course, we're looking at the character of Pilate. Now, if ever there was a season or a time of humanity to reflect on Pilate, isn't it now? Although we don't see it in this passage, wasn't he the man who washed his hands? Don't we all, you know, how often are we washing our hands now? But here's the first thing to think about as we think about Pilate in this. Do we ever wash our hands of something that maybe we shouldn't? Is there something that maybe we should be involved with and we should make a decision on that would rather just wash our hands again? But of course, as we go through this time, we have this great exchange between Jesus and Pilate and the questions that he brings forward and the questions that we're left with. So here's a question for everyone to answer and to think about and to really think about for ourselves, meditate on. Who is Jesus to you? Pilate struggles with this, is he king, isn't he king, who do you say? And the question for each of us is, who is Jesus to you? Friend? Lord? Stranger? Saviour? Messiah? Christ? God? Brother? There's so many different words, but who is Jesus for you? And if we're calling him king, do we live under his sovereignty? But as we go on about this, of course, within this little passage and this reflection, we come to this point of truth. You know, we don't quite know how to accept this. Pilate says, what is truth? We live as people of Christ in a kingdom of truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the world around us? So maybe today, rather than answering another question just yet, if you feel overwhelmed by everything that you're hearing from the news, from the world around you, from anybody speaking upon you, and you just feel overwhelmed by it, take time, meditate upon the name of Jesus, and know He is our truth. Finally, as we sort of reflect upon this, one of the things that we learn from this, in a way, Pilate was paying lip service to Jesus. And even to the people afterwards, okay, whoever he is, whatever. Have we ever just paid lip service to Jesus? Have we ever just said the words, but not actually believed them or applied them or really thought about it? So for today, ask ourselves, what can I learn from this and how can I apply it and do it? So a wee thing that we can do today, next time we all go to wash our hands, we can say, I am not Pilate because I know Jesus is King. No matter who we are, from the youngest to the eldest, I am not Pilate because Jesus is my King. What are you going to do today for your Savior, your friend, your Lord? Enjoy your day, folks. God bless.